I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It's the WEOL Morning Show. We're going to help you get better. Better than before. This is your step-by-step plan to look, feel better than before. It's called Long Live You! Exclamation point, Craig. Our guest today is nationally syndicated radio host, also health, fitness, and beauty expert, Jane Wilkins-Michaels. Jane joins us. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. I like the way you have it set, better than before. So that assumes that we're doing okay, but we just want to be better. It's not like we're...
Right. We're just a little bit better. And it's funny you mentioned we all breathe. We do breathe, but sometimes we don't stop to take deep breaths, which is what we need.
Right. That, figuratively and literally, I guess, sort of pausing and allowing ourselves to sort of fill up our lungs and let our body do what it's supposed to be doing. It's amazing how much stress can kind of shorten our breath and even shorten our life if we kind of let it get too far into us.
Exactly, exactly. And you know something? We're all trying to be the best parent, the best spouse, the best at our job. And in the midst of all that, we still have to manage to take care of ourselves and not lose our sanity completely. So it all becomes overwhelming sometimes. And it takes its toll on our health and energy. And you know something? I can't tell you how many times people have said to me, I am sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. So, you know, and as I say in the book, it's never too early or too late to get your life back on track so you can look and feel what you just said, just a little bit better than before.
Jane, where do we start?
Well, you know, it takes a little more than just eating leafy greens and thinking happy thoughts. You just have to add a few easy, practical, and doable, what I call lifestyle disciplines, into your daily routine in a few different areas. And if you do them every day, you know, like apply, rinse, repeat, they eventually become good habits. So I thought that nutrition is really very important. Now, what did you have for breakfast? Did you eat breakfast?
Well, wait a minute. Who's going to divulge what I had?
You go ahead first.
Go ahead.
All right. Do I have to tell the entire breakfast, or can I get a pick part? I had some Mucilix cereal. That's what it was called. Now, I know Craig would say, what's a crazy thing called Mucilix?
It sounds good, though, doesn't it? I mean, it's probably healthy for you. Sure.
Yeah. I also had a schnugel. I could explain what that is for those listeners. It's like a pastry creamy kind of a thing made from one of the local bakeries here.
Well, that trumps my pack of M&Ms.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. You're the perfect audience for me. You're the perfect readers.
What can I do? Set me straight.
Oh, no. You have to eat a really good breakfast. That's how you have to start your day, with a really good breakfast. That's what all the athletes do. You have to have oatmeal. Do you have time for oatmeal? It could even be instant oatmeal.
I do have some here.
Oh, Craig makes this oatmeal after we get off the air, so I will give him credit for that. It's the instant oatmeal with some kind of extremely... I think it's a chemical maple smell, but he claims it's sort of a good maple smell. But all right, so oatmeal, which I guess gives us some of that fiber that you would like to have. Right?
It does. It does, and it's complex carbohydrates. It keeps you all morning so you don't get ravenous about 11 o'clock and then eat another packet of M&Ms.
He would switch.
You?
No.
Did you really eat M&Ms for breakfast? Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Yes, peanut, by the way. But isn't that healthy? Aren't peanuts healthy?
Peanut, that's protein. Well, I guess if you look at it that way, perhaps. But, you know, a lot of people think that you need to only eat, like, sprouted mung beans and goat yogurt, you know, to have a good diet. My husband would basically starve to death if that were the case. But what I tell readers is to go through your refrigerator and cabinets and very slowly start to get rid of the unhealthy things that tempt you, you know, the Oreos, the cheese doodles, the donuts, the Rocky Road ice cream, perhaps the M&Ms. Just remember, you can't eat what you can't see. So where do you get those M&Ms? Do you have them in your house, or do you buy them on the way to the studio?
Well, they're actually in a snack machine here.
You ate before, you wouldn't be hungry for M&Ms.
You're right.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
I mean, they're good for little snacks, but not for breakfast.
Right.
And also, read labels. Make it a habit to read labels when you shop. And if you can't pronounce it, don't buy it. Except for quinoa, which is actually good for you. Yes. And it's not pronounced the way it's spelled.
And what is that? I've heard of that, but what is it? It's a grain.
It's a grain, but it has a lot of protein. And people can have it that have allergies. I have allergies to a lot of things, but quinoa is okay. So It look for quinoa, brown rice. You know, you should get whole grains instead of white rice or white bread. You know, if you're going to eat bread, make it whole grain bread. And make just little small substitutions every day. You know, a slice of whole grain bread instead of white bread. Do you have white bread if you have sandwiches for lunch? I don't even want to ask you what your lunch is.
Sometimes, sure.
I hesitate to ask.
Well, mine will be a part of a homemade pizza that I made. With
Oh, you see, I think you're a lot healthier than your colleague there.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Well, he's actually lost a number of pounds prior to this, right?
Sure.
He's gone away from drinking his soda with the high fructose corn syrup and other stuff that might be in there.
I'm trying.
On there as
oh,
well.
That's excellent. Yep. That's excellent. And, you know, as I also tell the readers, you didn't gain weight in a day. So don't expect to lose it in a day because, you know, if you go on too drastic a diet, you're going to end up eating everything in the house and gain back what you lost, but, you know, plus 10 pounds more. So if you just go for 1 pound a month, that's still 12 pounds a year, and it adds up if you think about it.
Let's move on to something else. Can we do that now?
Sure.
Let's talk a little bit about sort of I guess maybe a little bit related to that, the fitness aspect of it, which I guess kind of should go hand in hand with nutrition.
Oh, fitness. Well, you don't have to go to a gym unless you want to, or you don't have to swim, which I hate as much as going on the elliptical, but just find something to do every day and then do it, even if it's 30 minutes of walking. And that has a tremendous benefit on your cardiovascular, your metabolic system, and even our cognitive health. And again, start slowly. You don't have to do everything in one day. A friend of mine went to a gym, did everything in one day, and got hurt. And then it was probably the most expensive treadmill walk ever. She never went back.
Well, that's
Do you exercise during the day? Do you find some time?
Well, I walk around the building to visit different people that's doing here. Yesterday, I walked behind a lawnmower. I guess that would help for a little bit. Greg?
I'm at the gym 4 or 5 days a week.
What do you like to do at the gym?
Cardio, weights, elliptical, bike, some classes. So a real mix, kind of like a boot camp type thing.
Well, do the elliptical for me. That's my nemesis for sure. And another important area is what I call emotional well-being. And I recommend to practice gratitude. And that is be grateful for what you have, because if you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never have enough or do enough. And it all begins with recognizing and appreciating even our smallest accomplishments each day. And I always say, don't dwell on your past failures. Move on. Right? You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. So, and you know that what we worry about the most never really happens. So it's just really wasted energy.
You know, that is tough, though, sometimes, because if it happens, you just keep thinking about it and think, what could I have done to make it not have happened? And then you just sort of you feel bad about it for a while, I guess.
You have to kind of put that behind you and don't focus on that. It's hard. But eventually, if you just think about what you're going to do today, don't look back.
There was one other item on your list that caught my attention, and it's called support. And you write that most important for men is a supportive spouse. Most important for women is keeping a network of girlfriends. Why do you think there's a difference there?
Well, I do think that your spouse, you know, my husband is very supportive. I'm a little too critical of him and the fact that he doesn't like leafy greens. But I think that we have to get the support of our family and friends in general. And you know, if you get a group of girlfriends to walk with you, to go, it's not easy to get your husband to walk with you all the time. Your girlfriends might, you know, you might meet them in the morning, go for a walk during lunchtime. I think women sort of support it more.
You also have on this, and again, we're talking today with Jane Wilkins Michael. The book is called Long Live You, and you kind of set things up like a rung on a ladder, different things, and one of them is beauty. Does that apply to men as well?
Oh, it does indeed. You know, we can all use a little boost in self-esteem. And I think we're all too hard on ourselves, and that destroys our self-esteem. Nobody is looking at that, you know, one pimple on your cheek that, you know, many people focused on in the morning when you looked in the mirror and think the whole world is staring at. Nor do they care, women especially, that you have a couple of little wrinkles around your eyes. You know, when you look in the mirror, try to find some good thing you like about yourself. You know, does your skin look good? You know, did you get a nice close shave this morning? I mean, just boost your own self-esteem. You know, don't focus on anything negative. And remember, for women and men, beauty sort of comes from within, and a happy person has a glow to their skin that's basically undeniable, and men too.
What if you're dealing with a health issue? How do you kind of accept that, overcome it, add that into all these different things you've been talking about?
Well, again, it's all about, you know, taking good care of yourself, doing the best you can going forward. If you smoke, stop smoking. You know, if you drink, cut back on it. You know, avoid highly processed foods in favor of, you know, whole grains, fresh fruit and vegetables. You know, avoid trans fats completely if you can. Exercise regularly, you know, and don't worry so much. You know, it all builds better health slowly.
I'm reading that Food for Thought one where you talk about if it's white, don't take a bite. This is what we started talking about earlier. You can't eat what you can't see.
Dose.
Right, like that too, as well. And then you also talk about taking it easy when you kind of start one of these type of things. Don't discard everything you were doing and swap your diet out. Kind of gradually add things to it, as you talked about that. And eat like an athlete.
That means have a good breakfast, guys.
Okay. Right. Don't they have like a sous chef and a chef that prepares all their meals for them? And
well, yes. they might, but, you know, we have to do it ourselves, unfortunately.
Right,
so
we can do our home
but,
version.
But, you know, basically the message in Long Live You is that there'll always be stress in our lives. And just when you think everything's okay, you'll be thrown that curveball. And, you know, we can't do anything about the weather. It's raining and where you are as well as here in New York City, or about what other people think about us. We do have control over our own thoughts and the way we act toward others. And as you said, you know, there are no instant fixes or magic bullets. It's all about moving in small increments from where you are to where you want to be.
And you also have parts in there where you talk about sort of writing things down, keeping progress. Sometimes we do things that we have no idea, is it working or not? This kind of gives us a focus to that, too.
Yes, and you can look back, and again, you can congratulate yourself on your little accomplishments.
Our guest today has been Jane Wilkins-Michael. The book is called Long Live You, Your Step-by-Step Plan to Look and Feel Better Than Before. Jane, thanks for sharing some tips and changing Craig and my breakfast habits. Appreciate that.
Go eat a good lunch, guys.
We will do that. Thanks very much, Jane.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye.